This is the Falcoholic Podcast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm Dave Walker, and this is the injury update for Thursday, November 19th for the upcoming Falcons versus Saints game, week 11 of the 2020 NFL season. Hate week is here. Let's start with the home team, the New Orleans Saints. They've got some interesting news coming out today as I record this on Friday morning. Ian Rappaport earlier said that Taysom Hill was getting the starting reps during practice all week for the Saints. Adam Schefter came back a little bit later and said that Jameis Winston won't be part of any offensive packages per Diana Rossini at ESPN. Obviously, with Drew Brees out, the assumption amongst many, myself included, was that Jameis Winston would be the starter for the team. However, right now, it looks like Taysom Hill may get his first ever start at quarterback for the Saints. And this is a player who has the profile of someone like Tim Tebow. He has literally not had more than 9 offensive snaps in any game this year in 2020. And that is both as a passer, a receiver, and a runner. So this is a guy that they're going to turn over the reins to? I don't think so. This feels like gamesmanship from head coach Sean Payton, who undoubtedly wants to make the Falcons change their preparations because obviously Taysom Hill is a much more athletic quarterback than Jameis Winston. He is someone that can run the ball. He is someone that is a dual threat at the position, as opposed to Winston, who is not as mobile, even though he has had some success running against the Falcons in the past. This feels like gamesmanship. That said, I do think Hill will get some snaps, but the idea that Winston won't play at all feels a lot like just misinformation from Payton to try to get an edge on the Falcons in this important game. Obviously, the Saints want to win this one. It'll put them ahead in the division. They're in a tight race with Tampa Bay right now, and without Drew Brees, they need every single competitive advantage they can come up with. So this one feels like I'll believe it when we see it, but right now the word on the street is Taysom Hill is going to be the starter. We'll see. I fully expect Winston to get some snaps regardless. All right, as for the actual injuries for the Saints, we already covered Drew Brees. He is out with the ribs, shoulder, and the punctured lung. Other guys who did not practice on Thursday, tight end Josh Hill is still out with that concussion. Not looking good for him to be in there. He is a player that does contribute a little bit on their offense. Running back Dwayne Washington with the back injury also did not practice again. And interestingly, in a little bit of a setback, running back Alvin Kamara with the foot injury, he was limited on Wednesday, but did not practice on Thursday. Now, that said, Kamara told the press in New Orleans that he's fine, that he's feeling fine, he expects to play on Sunday, but this is something to monitor. You know, obviously, he is a big part of their offense. He is second in the league in yards from scrimmage, second only to Dalvin Cook. He is clearly a critical part of what Sean Payton wants to do. This could just be the Saints holding him back and making sure that he is ready to go on Sunday, as healthy as possible. But right now, he missed that practice. We'll see what happens in the Friday report, but that is something that could be alarming for the Saints. We'll see. Limited players, wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith, who was out of Wednesday's practice. He did practice on Thursday from the concussion. However, he was wearing the red non-contact jersey, so his status is still up in the air. Defensive end Cameron Jordan, who did not practice on Wednesday with a back injury, he was limited on Thursday. Again, another name to keep an eye on as the week progresses. Tackle Ryan Ramczyk with the knee continued to be limited. Nose tackle Malcolm Brown with the calf, and cornerback Marshawn Lattimore with the abdomen injuries. All those guys were limited on Wednesday and continued to be on Thursday. So, for the Falcons, we already mentioned in the last podcast, Dante Fowler being on the COVID list. He will not play this weekend, and he's the only defensive player listed at this point. On the offense, tackle Matt Gono is still not participating with that illness, so he missed Wednesday and Thursday. Alex Mack got his normal rest day as a veteran and limited. Wide receiver Calvin Ridley with the foot. He was limited on Wednesday, again limited on Thursday. Suspect that will be the case. And even though this is good progress from 2 weeks ago where he was not participating, at this point, I would still say he will probably be listed as questionable for the game just simply because of the nature of the injury. But I would say there's a better than 50-50 chance that he does play in this game just based on the fact that he is limited and not, you know, not on the DMP list at this point. Again, we'll see how he does on Friday. Usually Friday is a good indication for how these guys are progressing. If he continues to stay limited, which we expect, I'd say there's a good shot he plays on Sunday against the Saints. New name on the list, wasn't on there Wednesday, limited, was tackle John Wetzel with an ankle injury. To be honest, I was actually surprised he was still on the roster. So I guess that's one for them to pay attention to. Full participants, tackle Caleb McGarry with the knee, and tight end Jaden Graham, who wasn't on the list previously, but suddenly ended up on the list as a full participant with a knee slash toe injury. Not sure what that's about. Again, not expecting it to impact his availability for Sunday. So we've got a little bit of drama going into this game with the quarterback situation in New Orleans. And this feels like just, again, with this rivalry being what it is and Sean Payton wanting to get every advantage he can. This guy doesn't have any scruples. He doesn't care. He will do whatever it takes to pull out that win, and this falls right in line with the nonsense that he's pulled in the past. So this is going to make this hate week that much more interesting. So definitely something to watch. And of course, we will be here on the podcast to cover this game and to give you our thoughts after the game, as always. That's the injury report for Thursday, November 19th. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at FalcoholicDW. For updates on this podcast, follow us at FalcoholicPod. And don't forget to check thefalcoholic.com daily for our write-ups and updates on the Atlanta Falcons. We'll be back tomorrow for the Friday injury update. Have a great day. We'll talk with you next time.